Good morning and welcome everybody here to the Lakers Lowdown first edition here on YouTube. Please hit the subscribe button, like button, all of the good buttons. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about day two of Lakers training camp and some news from around the league where Quentin Grimes re-signed with the Philadelphia 76ers. LeBron still limited in practice. Marcus Smart still going to be out until early next week at the earliest. Maxi Kleba needs an MRI for a quad thing. I was told after recording the lounge earlier today that it is, in fact, looking likely that Rui Hachimura will probably be the fifth starter as of October 1st. Quentin Grimes signed. So let's go ahead and jump on in. We start with the injury stuff. And unfortunately, there's just a lot of it right now. You have LeBron James is limited with a glute thing. You have Marcus Smart out until early next week at the earliest with Achilles tendinopathy. You have Gabe Vincent out also for the foreseeable future. No real timetable on him. Edu Thiero is also out with no timetable to return as he recovers from off-season knee surgery. And then we got news, after practice that Maxi Kleba left early and is getting an MRI on his quad after tweaking it at some point in practice. It should be noted on Maxi that the Lakers don't think it's serious. I'll also add that they didn't think Christian Wood's thing was serious. They didn't think, you know, any number of these guys' things were serious. Injuries and tweaks and bangs and bruises were serious. And then Lakers wind up missing him for a little while. So fingers crossed on Maxi that the MRI comes back clean and he doesn't miss too much time. That would seem to indicate that it's at least a grade one sprain, which probably has him out for a week or so. Hopefully that isn't the case, but just kind of spitballing there. LeBron only did the individual drills today. He is still kind of dealing with that pain in the butt, and we'll kind of see when he's able to get back out there on the court. Marcus Smart, it was said yesterday, I somehow missed it, but it was said yesterday that he is hoping to return early next week. That takes him out of Friday's preseason opener, as with Gabe Vincent as well. Probably makes it even more likely we see Nick Smith Jr. in action. Bronny James will probably get some minutes in that preseason game. He was always going to anyway because guys were only going to play the first half or so. But now they might actually get minutes with the main groups. Dalton Knecht, who we'll talk about a little bit later, he might get some minutes with the main squads as well now because of these injuries and these tweaks. So we'll see how all of that turns out. JJ Redick was also asked after practice today about the guards and what he's seeing from that group. And he went into detail on guys that he considers locks for the rotation. He mentioned Austin and Luka, obviously. He mentioned Marcus Smart and Gabe Vincent whenever they're healthy. He mentioned Jake LaRavia as a guard. I'm guessing that means like shooting guard. I know most people think guard and they think point guards, but shooting guard, technically also a guard. But LaRavia said also after practice that he's been guarding 1 through 4, and that's kind of what he's planning for in this upcoming season. So Lakers are going to use that versatility, and he's going to be out there quite a bit, I would imagine. So he is considered a rotation lock. Guy who didn't get mentioned there was Dalton Knecht, and it has been a brutal summer for him following a brutal most of last season. He opened up really well at the beginning of the year and is now apparently on the outside looking in of the rotation. Now, injuries might happen. You have an entire training camp to prove yourself. He does have a bit of an uphill battle because of how solidified some of those guys are in that rotation. And because of some of the questions about his basketball IQ, which is kind of difficult to prove in a training camp setting, in a preseason setting, but we'll see what he's able to show over the course of training camp. What I did hear, and we'll talk about it here in a second, was about that fifth starter, some updates on that front. But one more point on the Dalton Connect thing. His basketball IQ is not where the Lakers would like it to be. He does, however, have a skill set that the Lakers desperately need. He's a big wing. He's a big shooting guard slash small forward. He's an athlete, and they need athletes. He can finish. When he gets to the rim, he was, I believe, the Lakers' best rim finisher outside of their bigs last year. And can absolutely score in buckets. He can get buckets in buckets. So the Lakers are going to need him at some point this year. So even if he's on the outside looking into the rotation right now on October 1st, hopefully at some point between now and June of of next year, when the Lakers hopefully are in a nice lengthy playoff run, Dalton will have proven himself, or he'll be part of a trade. It's really just kind of that simple. So the next tidbit that I got, so I mentioned it in the lounge that, you know, with Marcus Smart's injury, you know, probably increases the likelihood that Rui Hachimura is probably going to start at least at the beginning of the season. He was probably, I'm told, the likeliest fifth starter. He had seniority. He was there. He didn't really do anything to lose his starting gig. And to be Frank, he's the better of the two players right now at this stage of his and Marcus Smart's career. So because of all of that stuff, the Lakers, basically, I wouldn't go so far as to say like they pegged him the starter going into camp. I think it is going to be a bit of a competition. If it becomes so obvious that Marcus Smart is clearly better, then maybe they rethink some things. But as of right now, as I'm recording at 8:19 my time, 6:19 your time, and by the time you guys are listening to this in the morning, on October 2nd, it seems that Rui Hachimura, per sources, is going to be the likely fifth starter alongside Luka Doncic, LeBron James, Austin Reeves, and DeAndre Ayton. We will probably get into this and we'll probably expand on this in the coming days and weeks and stuff like that. But as it stands right now, that's how it's looking as the Lakers embark on training camp. And, you know, unfortunately, it's kind of a bummer when this stuff happens and injuries are a factor. But Marcus Smart not being available right at the onset of camp and with this heel thing, the tendinopathy, before the season even starts, that's the tendinopathy. It's the kind of thing that you get midway through the season. Starting the year with it has some people a little nervous. So elsewhere in the league, and sometimes we'll throw a subject out there that may not be Lakers specific on these things, but does impact the Lakers. Quentin Grimes of the Philadelphia 76ers signed his qualifying offer and will be an unrestricted free agent after this season. Because he's signing this qualifying offer, he will also have a no trade clause. He will be on the books for like $8 million and some change. I think it's like $8.7 million. Now, funny thing here is he plays a position that the Lakers could use some reinforcements at. You know, I talked about in the lounge earlier today how I think at some point the Lakers are probably going to go out and look for another player with a similar skill set to Marcus Smart because of his inability to remain healthy over the last few years, and then now entering training camp not healthy with a wear and tear type of injury. So with the Lakers kind of dealing with that with Marcus Smart and with them already having a need kind of at the position, Quentin Grimes is I would say shooting guard. I know that he handled the ball a little bit. The Lakers would like that he would be able to, but I think he slots pretty naturally next to either Austin or Luka. But with Grimes, you know, now being an unrestricted free agent, the Sixers, especially if, you know, Joel Embiid goes through another season of questions facing his physical well-being and his availability. I believe there's already a report out there that he might not be available at the beginning of the season. We never know with Paul George if he has another season like he did last year. And if the Sixers just kind of decide at some point, and we know Daryl Morey will do this from time to time, but if the Sixers do decide to tear this thing down, and they need to get assets for players that they might lose for nothing at the end of the season, especially given how these negotiations went, I think Quentin Grimes is going to be a name to keep an eye on over the course of the season. Now, the thing to keep in mind here too, from the Lakers' perspective, is if they trade for Grimes, that means that that would be, you know, they would give up something potentially for a rental, which impacts the amount that you would want to give up for him. But also, if you do decide to re-sign him, that does essentially mean long-term money on your books. So, and we know kind of what he was expecting, right? He was one of those players who were talking about 25 to 30 million bucks a year. The Sixers obviously blushed at that amount. We would see how that would go and how those negotiations would go with Grimes if, for whatever team trades for him. But obviously, as this is a Lakers show, we are talking about the possibility of Quentin Grimes being a Laker. So that's where we find ourselves. But yeah, I would just, you know, keep in mind that this guy he has an idea of what his market is. And if the Lakers aren't comfortable with that market, that would then lower the chances that they would trade for him. But keep his name on your radar over the course of this season. All right, that is going to do it here for this episode of the Lakers Lounge Podcast. Lowdown Podcast. If you guys enjoyed this, let me know, and we can kind of add more of these to the docket moving forward. The plan is to just make this part of the offering here on the Lakers Lounge YouTube page as well, which if you guys are listening to the podcast right now, you can find at youtube.com/@LakersLounge. Please hit that subscribe button. Please hit that rate button. Please hit that review button if you guys are listening to this in its podcast form. And hit that like button if you guys are watching right now. Have a great rest of your day. Make somebody else's, and I will talk to you when I talk to you.